From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espírito Santo Bank.
Recentes revelações sobre as atividades de
Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff blasting the United States last month for spying on her phone calls and emails. Rousseff, known simply as Dilma to Brazilians, was supposed to make a state visit to Washington today, but she canceled it. Dilma's got a right to be mad about the U.S. surveillance, but snubbing the Americans has also scored her political points at home, and she needs them. Brazil's once-booming economy is sputtering, anti-government protests have rocked the country, and questions are rising about Brazil's readiness to host the Soccer World Cup this summer, which means Dilma, once one of the world's most popular heads of state, faces a harder re-election bid next year than anyone expected. I spoke about Dilma's doldrums with Murilo de Aragao, president of Arco Advice and one of Brazil's most respected political analysts. He was visiting the University of Miami's Center for Hemispheric Policy.
Do you think President Rousseff was right to cancel her state visit to the U.S. this week?
In her point of view, considering her interest in relation to the election, the decision was right. She just used the event in her favor. I do not believe that we have in the government a profound anti-Americanism sentiment. This is very related to the moment, and I think in the end of the day, this will be forget.
The opposition is getting stronger and more united in Brazil. So is Dilma's re-election campaign in trouble?
In some sense, it is. The rate of approval among the poor people in Brazil still is very high, and she is favored to win the election next year. But for sure, the result is not close. We have to see, because there are other strong candidates.
Brazil is Miami's number one trading partner. Could the current breakdown in U.S.-Brazil relations affect the progress of bilateral commerce?
No chance. No chance. I believe nothing is related seriously to that. I do not see any profound harm in the trade and cultural relation between Brazil and Florida.
Brazil is also considered a nearly developed country now, but can Dilma and Brazil make the necessary structural reforms from infrastructure to corruption to education to make it a genuinely developed country?
Brazil is doing, the last 30 years, Brazil did a lot of progresses in relation to the political system, to our democracy, transparency, education, economic stability. We are progressing. The problem is the pace is slow, so we need to rush up. We need to do two major reforms. One is the political reform. We have to have a better political system in the country. And the second one is related to the efficiency of the government. We have to have less red tapes. We have to have less tax burden. And we have to have a better environment to invest in Brazil.
Will Brazil be ready for this summer's World Cup?
Well, our team will be ready. And I believe that the country will be prepared. In the end of the day, everything will go fine in Brazil, as Carnival. In the end, everything is okay.
And if Brazil does win the World Cup, does that essentially guarantee a victory next year for Dilma's re-election?
The victory or defeat will be not essential, in my opinion.
Well, thank you very much, Murilo. Muito obrigado.
De nada, team. Thank you.
I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espírito Santo Bank.